In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ashley Supa. Hello, Ashley.
Hi, Andy. Nice speaking with you.
And you. You sound young. How old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
18. So has it been music all your life, or has it been everything else but music, and then all of a sudden, music?
It's pretty much been music all my life. I grew up listening to music nonstop because my dad is a musician, so it's just been like constant noise.
Noise. Okay. That's one way of putting it. So you're kind of an old soul listening to old school, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, that's one way to put it. That's...
You're being delicate here. What's the indelicate way of putting it?
I listened to a lot of like Tears for Fears and Alice in Chains growing up.
Good stuff.
Started to get into other music, such as like, you know, other hard rock and then like 90s rap and now modern music. So I'm just kind of a bit of everything.
I'm talking to a lot of teenagers on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, but when I do, they have these great old throwback sensibilities, like 70s music. Is that part of your vocabulary?
I love 70s rock. I love Led Zeppelin. They're probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite, band.
Where do you live in the Hudson Valley, or don't you live in the Hudson Valley?
I live in Putnam County.
You going to stay in the Hudson Valley? You got plans to go wherever the music takes you?
I love the Hudson Valley. I think it's such a beautiful area. There's a lot of great hikes around here.
Mm-hmm.
But I also love traveling a lot, so who knows?
Do you have plans on going to college, and what are you going to study?
I do. I do plan on going to college, and I would like to study history and also keep taking music classes.
Why history?
I feel like history is very important because in order to understand what's happening now, you need to understand what came before all of us.
You sure got that right. Were you kind of a theater geek in school?
You know, I did do theater growing up. I went to a local youth theater, and it was a lot of fun. Then I made my way to doing School of Rock, where I played instruments instead of just doing like musical stuff. And all of it, I think, really helped me.
Sure. It helps you get in front of people and not be afraid, or if you are afraid, to get over it, I would imagine, right?
I'm not so much afraid as I am anxious, I guess, but I would say anxious in a good way because it's such a great feeling just being in front of people and sharing that experience of live music.
What instruments do you play?
I play bass, I play guitar, I play the flute. I have played the flute since middle school. Shout out to my band teacher.
Okay.
I play like a little bit of everything.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD, Ashley Supa. School of Rock, what an interesting phenomena that is. Did that really form your style of playing, School of Rock? Or did you go fully formed to that that school?
The thing about School of Rock is it really helps you bond with other musicians and get that experience of playing with other people.
Do you find yourself as the leader? Do you need to be the leader of the group?
I think for any musician, it's important that you could play both roles because you never know where being a musician is going to take you. You could be in a band. You could be writing your own songs.
You seem to have a lot of interests. Are you, if you weren't making music, Ashley Supa, what would you might be doing?
I'm not entirely sure. I feel like no matter what I'm doing, I have to be making music, whether it's as a hobby or as a full-time thing.
Is style very important to you when you're on stage? Is that look kind of a throwback too?
Yes. Anyone who knows me knows that I wear bell bottoms a lot.
Bell bottoms, they're coming back. Okay, good.
Yeah, they're pretty much the only pants that I ever wear. My whole closet is filled with them. I kind of have to, like, if I'm going somewhere and I need to wear normal pants, it's kind of a struggle finding something other than bell bottoms.
Where do you find bell bottoms in this at this point?
There's a store called Free People, and I get all my bell bottoms there.
Wow, okay.
And I love it.
We're going to play the song Trouble. The song is very 70s disco-y. Is that kind of what you were going for?
Yes.
So, you know, mission accomplished. Well done, Ashley. And what do you
Thank you.
Which instruments are you playing on the song?
So, when I first did the demos, basically what I would do is I would track the instruments in my computer on this program called Ableton, and then I would send it to my producer, and then we'd kind of just get it finished by some studio musicians, and then we would have the song, and then I would sing, and then it's done.
Awesome. Well, it sounds great. Congratulations to your producer as well, and to you.
Yeah, my producer, Alex Salzman, is amazing, and he has such an incredible vision for this entire EP, and I'm so excited for everyone to hear how it's turned out.
And you wrote the song Trouble.
I did.
What is Trouble about?
Trouble was basically my take of seeing the good in a not-so-good situation. So it's about a relationship where the person singing, me, is giving their all to somebody else who's not doing the same thing for them, but you're still kind of having fun with it all anyways. And I like that because I like to have that outlook on pretty much every aspect in life.
Good lesson and well said. Ashley Supa, the song is Trouble. Where's a website or any place where people can find out more about you, Ashley Supa, S-U-P-P-A?
My Instagram is Ashley Supa. My Facebook is Ashley Supa. My Twitter is Supa Ashley, and my website is ashleysupa.com.
Ashley Supa, good luck to you. Here is the song called Trouble. Go get 'em. It sounds great, and I wish you a lot of success. Thanks for joining us on the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at WHUD.
Thank you so much for having me.